Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Christmas 2012. Our world seems especially lost today. Nations continue their bitter warfare. Disease and poverty are epidemic. And our country is in deep grief over the tragedy this week in Newtown, Connecticut. We all long for answers. We all want assurances and salvation. For many in our world today, they will fall asleep tonight, not realizing that their Savior has come. How many are waiting for the promise of Christmas, for real peace on earth, and hope for eternity to come? But this morning, let us go back to that first Christmas, to that Nativity Eve, the little small town in ancient Judea called Bethlehem. In some ways, their world was not so different from ours. How many went to sleep that night without knowing that their Savior was about to come? How many were waiting for their Messiah? Many. Let us pray. God of creation and our Father in heaven, with expectant hearts, we your people await Christ's coming. Our hearts desire the warmth of your love, and our minds are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ our Savior, and give us the strength to grow in love, that in the dawn of his coming, may find us rejoicing in His presence and welcoming the light of His truth. As once He came in humility, so now may He come in glory, that He may make all things perfect in Your everlasting kingdom. For He is Lord forever and ever. We ask this through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand as you are able and let us sing.
Risen upon you.
You may be seated. Today we light the third candle in our Advent wreath, the candle of joy. Join me in this expression of praise. We light the Advent candle 3 and think of heaven's harmony, angels singing peace on earth, at our blessed Savior's birth. Candle, candle burning bright, shine in our darkness and through the night, fill our hearts with a Christmas light.
Thank you.
Join me in this scripture from the book of Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel.
Changes everything. Not a ring on her hand, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries. A baby changes everything. changes everything.
Good morning. Our scripture reading today is from Luke 2, verses 8 through 12. Would you please join me in reading this scripture? In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For I see I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. You are born in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Baby lying in a manger, baby so small, baby, could you be the Savior? God Emmanuel.
Angels rejoicing, fills the sky. Help.
Thank you all very much. Beautiful, beautiful. This congregation is truly blessed with incredible talent of all ages. I think it is important for us to acknowledge that our hearts are very heavy this week. We are in deep grief. Our sympathy and our love and our prayers, our compassion are with the people in Newtown, Connecticut, the children, the families at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Our hearts pour out. I know that's on the hearts of all of us here this morning. Just to let you know that we have Stephen ministers here. Our chapel is open throughout the morning. If you personally have a need to just have some private time or would like to go to the chapel and just offer yourself in times of prayer, or would like a prayer partner with that, we do have our Stephen ministers. They will be in the foyer too and around the chapel. But just to let you know that it's heavy on our hearts. We're discovering new things every day, and our hearts are ripping out. And there's just not words that we can really adequately say at this time about it, other than our prayers and our love pour out for the people in Newtown. We're getting ready to have our morning offering, and it continues to be my role in December to share with you where we are and how we're seeking to end up the year in a healthy way. I am very, very pleased and been happy to work with our finance team all year long. It is an incredibly gifted and talented group of people. Just like you and me, they're just regular folks who love this church and who are seeking to figure out the best ways that we can continue to do what we do as a congregation with the resources that we have. And so they are very conscientious about how to manage the precious resources that we have. Precious in the fact that they are ours, that have been entrusted to this congregation to be managed well and to be carefully discerned in all things that are expended. And precious because it is, we are, it's limited, and so we're stretching, and so we are very conscientious about how to manage and manage well. One of the things that the Finance Committee and team has been very conscientious of this year is transparency and being very clear with the congregation about where we are, what we're doing, and what we're about. And they've done that in several ways. They created a quarterly newsletter called a Stonebridge Steward. They've made regular updates from the pulpit. One of the things that we have discovered is that this is a very generous church. And those who are part of the pledging members of this congregation do wonderfully well. I mean, our pledges are coming in, and they're coming in quite successfully. What the transparent part is that for the last couple of years, although our pledgers continue to do well and keep up with their pledges, it's the Sunday offering that's gradually kind of going down. And we've been studying this and trying to figure out what's that about. And I think part of it has to do with the world we live in. First of all, yes, we know we're in economic stressful times. We hear words every day about financial cliffs. And I think that's causing all of us to have a little apprehension. But the other thing is the digital age in which we live in. I think most of us don't bring our cash or our checks to church anymore. And so we're relying on electronic giving. So anyway, so all this is to say that don't forget us. There are a variety of means electronically on our website and other places where you can offer your benevolence to our church, and just want to for you to think about that and to respond. Our handbells are getting ready to perform for us a beautiful song, A Child, What Child Is This? I would like, if they would, to dedicate this piece, What Child Is This?, to the community of Newtown, Connecticut. The ushers will now prepare themselves to receive our morning offering. Eternal and gracious God, we ask you to bless these offerings, tithes, and gifts that we present to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This next scripture reading is from Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. Would you please join me in reading this? And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Standing and join me in this reading. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. You may be seated.
Did you know that your baby boy would reside to the land? Mary, did you know?
And as you go from this place into the season of Christmas, live as if God has come among us, because He has. Live as if God has revealed Himself to you and called you to love and good works, because He has. Live in anticipation of the reconciliation of all creation to God, because it is coming. And live as if your life depended upon God's grace, because it does. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you all now and forever. Amen.
Oh,
May the joy and the peace of this Christmas season be with you all. Go now in peace. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.